Chuck and I have been married for 10 years. He loved watching me undress before sex, and he often asked me to lie on the bed by myself so he could masturbate. I wondered why he didn't want me to jerk him off, but I figured it must have been his fantasy. One night, when watching me and jerking off, he said that he wished to see me in bed with another man. I frowned. What is he on about? Oh my God, my husband wants me to cuckold. 3 weeks had passed since that night, and Chuck had not mentioned anything about wanting to see me in bed with another man. I can't say that the thought of it turned me on. He was great in bed, but something about being with a stranger and my husband watching got me wet. I would never have cheated on him, so having his consent would make me comfortable. The only thing that made me uncomfortable was picturing Chuck watch me suck another man's dick. It felt so dirty, but I liked it. We used to have sex every night until he got involved in a business venture. Then, it happened 3 times a week, sometimes twice when he was exhausted. I felt sorry for him, but I felt worse for myself, since he didn't satisfy my cravings. I had a healthy sexual appetite and wanted to express myself whenever possible. On Sunday, I made Chuck a lasagna, his favorite, and gave him a massage in bed. He flipped onto his back and pulled up my skirt. I lifted my bum and slipped off my G-string. He did his usual routine of jerking off in the corner while watching me strip. Something about it made me wetter. It's like he could have me whenever he wanted, but he restrained himself. I couldn't have him, which made me want him more. He gave me a good banging. We didn't have sex for the next 2 weeks. Chuck used his business as an excuse, and I got sick of it. I reached a point where I didn't care about his exhaustion. All I wanted was a dick. He came home late on Wednesday. I offered him dinner, but he refused. After rubbing his shoulders, I sat in his lap and stroked his dick. "Jane, don't do that," he said. I had never heard those words from him. "Oh, okay. Didn't mean to upset you. Sorry," I said before standing up and darting for the bedroom. He got into bed and stroked my back. "I'm sorry. I'm just really stressed. A guy called Evan Hughes invested a lot of money in my venture, and I'm afraid that the launch wouldn't be successful because the business isn't ready. Is there something I can do to make you feel better, sweetie?" I was thinking about inviting Evan for dinner tomorrow night. I have to tell him that we might have to postpone the launch. The best way is for me to fatten him up a bit and kind of slip in the news. "Would you make us your famous casserole?" "Anything for you." Chuck kissed my forehead and then fell asleep. I was hoping for more, but alas. He got up at 5 o'clock and left after the shower, without having coffee with me. Being home alone the whole day and expecting a grumpy husband at the end of the day became irritating. I needed new energy around the house. "Evan's gonna be here in half an hour," said Chuck after he greeted me. He took a shower before changing into a suit, and I slipped into a tight red dress that showed a bit of my cleavage and most of my legs. I thought Chuck would comment on it, but no such luck. My lips tightened, and I looked at him from the corner of my eye before shaking my head. I hated being ignored. The doorbell rang. Chuck scrambled to put the files away, and I told him that I would answer the door so that he had time to regain composure. A smile appeared on my face when I opened the door. A man with a British accent, in one of the nicest suits I had seen, was staring at me. "I believe you must be Jane," he said, and laid a peck on my hand. "Evan Hughes." I felt my heartbeat gain speed. "You look absolutely stunning in that dress." My cheeks flushed as I smiled. "I hope you like chicken casserole," I said at the dining table. "Anything from you I will love." I smiled and looked down, as my heart gained more momentum. The last time I felt that way was when waiting for Chuck to pick me up on our first date. He was so focused on our guest that he didn't notice me glancing at Evan. "You have such a lovely wife," he said. "I do. I'm a lucky guy." I looked at Evan and smiled. Chuck escorted Evan to the lounge and asked him if he wanted a cigar. While I was washing the dishes, Chuck walked in and said, "Evan wants you to join us." I dropped the dishes and adjusted my dress. "Why don't you sit next to Evan, dear? He can't stop raving about you." I was happy to oblige. Evan complimented my hair and skin. Years had passed since Chuck had done that. When Chuck persisted with his story about the business, Evan turned to me and asked if I had traveled. "Only to a few countries. I'd love to see Italy." "It's beautiful there," said Evan. "Milan is spectacular during summer." "Oh, so you've been." "I've got a villa there. I visit every summer." "That's amazing. You should come and have a look," he said before turning to Chuck. "You too, of course." When I went to the kitchen to make coffee, Chuck came in, sat on a stool, and pecked his tooth and tapped his foot. "What's wrong, sweetie?" I asked. "I was thinking about something. It's crazy, but hear me out. There's no way I can tell Evan about postponing the launch without buttering him up more. He's gonna freak when I have to tell him that I need another million."
"What?"
"I know, I know. So, here's what I propose. You know that I've thought about you with another guy." I nodded. "Well, Evan could be that guy." I compressed my lips to hold back a smile. "I know it's crazy, but I'll do it." Chuck stood up and gaped. "You will?"
"Anything for you, sweetie."
He embraced me and kissed my forehead before telling me that I was the best. He had no idea that I was doing it for myself. Chuck held my hand and escorted me to the lounge, then sat me beside Evan. "My wife thinks you're a very attractive man and would like to get to know you a bit better."
"What do you mean?"
asked Evan.
"Well, she gives great massages. She'd like your opinion."
He shifted in his seat and raised his eyebrows.
"Okay, that sounds interesting."
He turned to me. "Where would you like to give me this massage?"
"In our bed," said Chuck.
I grabbed Evan's hand and led him to the bedroom. He lay prone before I sat on his back and massaged his shoulders. I shifted down and sat on his legs to massage his ass. He moaned. I stood beside the bed and slipped off my dress, and Evan flipped over and smiled. He was erect. I unzipped his pants, bent over, and groped his dick. He smiled and moaned after I shoved his balls into my mouth. I bent over the bed, and Evan stuck his dick inside without a condom. My pussy dripped as he rode me like a wild animal. I screamed loud and looked at the open door, knowing that Chuck could hear us made me hornier. Evan stuck his finger in my ass and thrust. "Come suck here," he said while holding his dick. I got on my knees and engulfed his dick with my mouth. He pulled my head as I gurgled, then grabbed my arms and raised me off the floor. I shrieked as he pushed me onto the bed. He opened my legs and pummeled me while squeezing my tits. I watched him crane his head up and roll his eyes to the back of his head while unloading in me. 3 weeks had passed, and I couldn't get Evan off my mind. Chuck came home and grabbed me before spinning me around.
"What's gotten into you?" I asked.
"Evan is giving me another million, and he's moving to Singapore. So not only will I have the money and the business all to myself, but I'm getting rid of him forever." I looked down.
"What's wrong?" he asked.
"I'm pregnant." He grimaced.
"What? How? We haven't had sex in weeks."
If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.